points which distinguish divine messengers from others. Let me make my point clear. Hazrat Mirza Sahib's claim to spiritual office was genuine, not just because he started in poor circumstances and then attained honor and success. Honor and success often come to those who are insignificant at first. Nadir Shah was a shepherd and became famous and important. Napoleon was a poor man, but he became a world conqueror. In spite of phenomenal success, they cannot claim to have been appointed by God to do the things they did. They cannot be said to have received the gift of His grace and His love. But Hazrat Mirza Sahib can claim to have been appointed to spiritual office and to have been honored by the grace of special divine help because 1. Hazrat Mirza Sahib claimed early on that he had been appointed by God to a spiritual office. If his claim was a pretense, a deliberate lie, he should have met with disgrace and even death. According to the law of God, this is the end of all false claimants. 2. There were no natural advantages which could have helped him in his claim. 3. Not only was there no natural advantage, he had, in addition, to confront the hostility of every class, every people. He had no friends or followers who could have given the movement a start. 4. He taught and persuaded people to believe things which were against current trends among the orthodox as well as liberal modernist Muslims. 5. In spite of these difficulties, he succeeded and founded a movement. Beliefs and propositions which his contemporaries hated became accepted. He remained safe from the attacks of his enemies. The help of God descended on him in many different ways. These 5 essentials distinguish a true from a false claimant to spiritual office. They can never all be present together in a false claimant. If they are all present in any claimant, he is a true one from God. If even this criterion is doubted, we have no criterion for distinguishing true from false claimants. This criterion does not apply to persons who make no claim to spiritual office. It does not apply, for instance, to Nadir Shah or Napoleon. Nor does it apply to those who do not claim spiritual office conferred by God, but claim to be God or to share some divine attributes. Nor does the criterion apply to those who are insane or to those who regard their own speech as the speech of God. The Shaykhiyya sect held beliefs of this kind. They thought that at all times in the world there were men who could be said to represent the will of the Mahdi. As the will of the Mahdi is the will of God, whatever happens to drop from the lips of such men or to emerge from their hearts is from God. Ali Muhammad the Bab and Baha'u'llah, the founder of Baha'ism, both belonged to this sect. As the sect believed that certain individuals incarnate God, that their speech is His speech, their thoughts His thoughts, they do not incur the penalty laid down in chapter 69 verse 45 of the Holy Quran. This verse relates only to claimants who forge lies about God. A person who achieves some success in his claims cannot claim divine sanction for them if his success can be attributed to one natural advantage or another. Say personal influence, party support, a teaching which follows some current tendency, or if he invites men to believe in scientific discoveries that are certain to become, in the course of time, generally accepted knowledge, or if his success can be attributed to lack of general opposition.